accession number 17478, rail 1.
Mr. Jadosh, rail 1. Where were you born, please?
I was born in Bielsk Podlaski in Poland, which was on Easter side of Poland.
Near which big town?
Well, its biggest town would be Białystok, and was about 50 kilometers from famous forest Białowieża.
Which year were you born?
I was born 12th of May 1923.
Can you tell me something about your family background, where they originally came from and what your father did for a living, please?
Well, my father was born in the south of Poland, near of Lwów. He was a regular army officer, then resigned from army. I was working as a teacher in public schools. In lately was working in Bielsk Podlaski, where I was born. My mother was again from the south, from mountainside, from Żywiec. They met during the First World War, and she was housewife.
Did you go to school and have your upbringing in the place of your birth?
Yes, I had a Finnish grammar school, and in 1939, which is more or less equivalent of O levels, so probably a bit higher. Then I passed exam in Warsaw to special school, which was under, shall we say, supervision of army. Was a liceum, he's called, of building planes, cars, and ships. That was quite a famous school. I passed exam, but war broke. I couldn't attend to this college, so I have no option, because when Russian came to Poland, I have to continue A levels in a local place where I used to live.
On the day that the Germans attacked, on the 1st of September, what do you remember about that day, please, personally?
I do remember, because being in a grammar school, I was we used to have some sort of organization, like we've got a territorial army in this place, but that was for grammar school boys and girls who have army training. I was then on duty near of railway station, because we knew that war was approaching, so I was already born, and I was on duty.
On guard?
On guard, yes.
How much of the fighting did you see?
Well, in that case, in our place where I used to live, the only fighting I've seen when the Germans been bombing us, and that was my first encounter with German bombs and war. Then later on we been evacuated, and I was sort of with group of colleagues, we joined the Polish army as a sort of unit of Polish army in sort of south of Poland. Well, not exactly, I wouldn't say completely south, but south from our place where we used to live, halfway.
Was it a properly organized army?
Oh, yes,
army
that was army. Well, that was army. We joined proper organized army. General Kleberg, which was very, yes, General Kleberg, we joined his unit. It was division run by, he was the commanding officer of division. So I was there for 2 weeks with them. And eventually, when Russians been approaching, I would escape and come back to my place where I used to live.
Can you describe the fighting you were involved in those 2 weeks, please?
Oh, yes, they've been quite fierce, because Germans been, apart from bombing, been approaching as well, tanks and which quite a mighty power of German, when our unit didn't have any tanks completely. We have cavalry only and infantry, and been few battles which I didn't take part, because I was a regular regular soldier. I was more or less as a volunteer.
Did you have a rank?
No, because I was too young. I wasn't in army then.
Were there many casualties to your
unit?
Oh yeah,
there have been quite few people killed during battle. Can't tell exactly how many, but during this battle, I think a few hundred people have been killed.
On what kind of terrain were you fighting?
That was sort of. There have been little hills, but not any significance. A lot of forests and things like that, river.
What was your impression of the way in which the enemy fought?
Well, they have a lot of power, and we've been sometimes hopeless in situation. We have modern equipment. They've got the Air Force supporting them.
Do you remember the names of any settlements round which you were doing the fighting?
To be honest, I couldn't. Some villages, I couldn't remember names.
How frightening was it for you?
It was frightening, obviously, because it was something new experience. It was frightening.
But you weren't wounded yourself?
No. But then, very shortly, Russians approached, and that was, and we've been sort of, we have to escape. A lot of people have been taken to prison by Russians, and we managed to escape.
What happened to you then?
I just came and managed to scrounge a bicycle and get home with two of my colleagues. And we get home.
Had you seen the Russians?
Oh yes, we've seen Russians. Yes, then when they were swarming like ants from all over the place, and so we was no chance. So we tried to whoever managed to escape, and some others surrendered, and don't know what fate met them. We know what officers' fate was, but soldiers, some of them probably escaped, some of them probably been released. No ranks people, but officers went to special place in Katyn and things like that, where they kept them.
Had you seen Russian soldiers before?
No, never before. First time I've seen them.
What impression did they make on you?
Rather unpleasant, and from sort of our point of view, their uniforms have been terrible. I mean, the coats, they've been just like modern jeans without any, just turn ripped at bottom, sort of very, some of them been poorly dressed. Sort of was comparing with Germans, been really much. And even Polish army would have been much lowered in class, at least from appearance.
Was there much fighting with them?
Well, our unit had the order not to fight Russians, so we didn't fight Russians. But some other units been fighting Russians, because they said that we didn't know if they came as friends or enemies. Because nobody knew. They've been telling they came as friends, but turned up to be they came as enemies. So whoever surrendered was arrested. So then news spread all around, and don't trust them.
Did you actually speak to any of them?
Yes, I spoke to them. Yes.
What was the conversation?
Well, just they've been asking me where I'm going, what I'm doing, where I came from, and things like that. And I explained, just I'm going home. I was visiting family, and I'm returning to my place. Of course, I wouldn't dare to tell them that I was in army, because I was wearing civilian clothes. We managed to scrounge civilian clothes. And
did they say anything about what they were doing there?
No. Oh, they came to liberate Poland. Well, liberate, that was their popular saying. They came to liberate from capitalism and fascism. That was their reply.
What did you find when you got home?
Well, when I get home was Russians been all over the place, because they occupied already. And part of our house was taken by Russians as well, some by Russian officers, because we've been left two rooms for ourselves, and the rest was taken by, was quite a big house, was taken by Russians. And my father hasn't been at home yet. He was in army. He was taken, he was called the army. He was a major in Polish army. He was fighting in a place called Brześć, which was he was almost last commander of this famous, shall we say, place which was had a shall we say defense system. Was quite important from defense point of view. The garrison and all this was quite famous. He was there, then he returned home just beginning of October. And he came with another block from Białystok, and he told me to take him with use my bike and escort him to Białystok. Escort him to Białystok, because he was frightened that Russian might stop, and so I was helping him to get to Białystok, which was 50 kilometers on push bikes. And father then started working in a school as a teacher.
What was the new Soviet regime like to live under?
It was very unpleasant, and movement being restricted wherever you've been going. Sometimes they stopped you checking what you documents, and sometimes they've been almost childish. Give you example, when I went to our watchmaker to ask him to repair my watch, Russian came and brought with him big clock, and asked him to make two wristwatches out of it. So it's ridiculous. I mean, that's what shows how stupid it was, to make from big clock two wristwatches. I mean, sort of, that's what attitude was. And they had an order to say that they've got everything in Russia. Russia is short of nothing. We've been pulling their legs. I said, well, have you got oranges in Russia? I say, oh yes, factories are producing them. You know, stupid things like that, because they've been peasants, simple people, they didn't know, but they have order to tell that they've got everything in Russia. So,
did you and the family feel threatened by...
Oh yes, I've been always worrying what's going to happen. Then my father was arrested very shortly by Russians. So, I saw him when he was sort of walking towards station with escort about five soldiers, three Polish blocks, and about five soldiers escorting them to railway station and took them to prison in Białystok, then in Łomża later on. And then, of course, situation was such that we've been always treated as somebody that had a father in being arrested, he obviously was enemy of Republic, so that was attitude. So I went back to school then, to continue my studies. Then they changed school into Russian school. I have to learn Russian. It was all in Russian. I managed to get a matriculation in Russian eventually. But then I was have to support family as well, because I used to go all around to chop wood for people and things like that, just to support family, because it was mother and younger brother with me. So in circumstances, then again, I was working as a librarian in school, which was helping me. I had at least a pass to special shops for teachers, because everything was, different. Each profession or whatever had some special shops, and you can get goods that you couldn't get normally in normal circumstances.
Which month was your father arrested?
Which
month?
Which was arrested in November.
Did they come to your house?
Oh yes, they come to. Yes, they come to house. They arrested him.
Did they say anything when they came?
Well, yes, they checked house for if we got any arms, sort of swords or anything, any knives, hunting knives or things like that. They took. They went to check everything, all house. They turned everything upside down to look for it.
But did they say why they were arresting
him? No. Was four people came and arrested him.
Was it happening to many other people?
Oh yes, it happening to quite a lot of people. What happened? They came KGB block, militia block, and local people, local communist, which was Jewish lad. He was was another some civilian. I don't know who he was. Was not in uniform. Four of them came when they arrested my father.
Had there been many communists in your area?
Well, not many, but before the war, there wasn't many. There'd been some activists of Communist Party. They'd been arrested, been in prisons. When the Russians came, they'd been released from prison. They'd been, one of them used to be from in same grammar school than I was. He was older than me. Two of them been older than me. They've been on a final class, and they've been arrested for communist activities. They've been released. One of them was made chief militiaman. Another was made director of same school that I used to go. So they've been local people, and quite a lot of them turned communists, because when Russian came, suddenly people that you will never expect, they've been wearing red bands immediately. And what amazed me, most of them been Jewish people, and I knew them quite well, and I was surprised they turned up to be communists straight away.
Do you think they were really communists or just jumping on the bandwagon?
Well, some of them been jumping on the wagon, in my opinion. That's what I would say. I would think that some of them been tried to jump in the wagon.
Did you have any political opinions of your own at that time?
Oh yes. Oh, yeah. Well, of course I was educated enough to knew what was going on. So I had my opinion, and situation was grim, so we have to think only how to survive. That's all.
What was your opinion about communism or socialism?
I didn't like it from the beginning, no. No, I didn't like this system.
So what happened to you next?
Well, next, to be honest, I was on the list to be arrested. But my Jewish and Russian colleagues, they told me bluntly, you are on list to be arrested, but we need you. Because I was a sportsman, I was all-rounder, I used to play various in every field I was sort of, and I was representing quite a lot of our school in ice hockey, in basketball, in netball, whatever I was involved in. They saved me from arresting because they needed me. That they told me blankly.
For the sports team?
For sport, yes. Just because I was a sportsman. Because there have been a lot of sports activities, I must admit, because they try to do at least some way to buy people. So at least this way. I was skiing, I was doing all sorts of, so they kept me. They said, we'll save you from being arrested.
And then?
Then was my last day of school. We've been celebrating matriculation. I get home, and one of friends that had a contact with Russians came to our house and say, escape quickly because they're going to arrest you. Run away because they're going to arrest you. I have no chance because they came straight after. As soon as he left, before I have any chance, they came. And they came and they haven't arrested me, but they, my mother, my brother and myself, we've been, of course, they search house. They gave us 10 minutes to pack our stuff and they took us to railway station. And then deported us to Russia. That was a day before war broke, Russian and German war. We've been near of Minsk when they've been bombing railway station Minsk, Germans.
So that was the 21st of June 1941.
Yes, that's right.
But in that period, quite a long period before you were arrested, had you come into contact with any resistance to the Russians?
Well, I was in a scout movement before the war. I was a leader of group. And I was involved in the underground movement then. I was in scout underground movement. With later on, they've been called Shara Sheregi, but then was just under, sort of like underground army, part of underground army resistance. So I was there in this unit from 1940.
What did the resistance amount to?
Well, we had to give information about certain movements. Movements of trains and the movements of army, whatever they mean, they had, wherever they had a sort of bigger concentration, things like that, army concentrations, what was, they've been building airfield in our town, so it was a question of just how many planes will be landing or whatever was. And funny enough was, because they built airfield outside of our town, well, all peasants from various area, probably even 20 kilometers, they have to deliver stones, sand, gravel, to when they've been building this airfield. It's quite interesting because they have an even underground hangars of what, I never been there, so that's what I heard only. And when airfield was finished, German plane was flying over our town, and from our experience, sound of bomber, German bomber, was in sort of in our still coded in our brain. So we knew that was German bomber was flying. Everybody sort of, that was in, we've been still in school, we ran to windows to look, and really German bomber was flying over town. And it landed on this airfield. believe it or not, was a real pantomime, because Russians been in terrific panic. They didn't know what to do. And even an Air Force officer, Russian Air Force officer that was living in our house, even told me that they'd been really frightened when we landed. And the explanation of this colonel, German colonel, was they'd been lost and then landed. They kept them for 4 weeks, and they've been... restaurant has to provide them with special food. Even from south of Poland, they used to bring some goods for them to for restaurants, so they can have fresh oranges and things like that. And they kept them for 4 weeks. They photographed this plane. They tried to get as much as possible information. Eventually, after 4 weeks, they let them fly back to Germany. So they've been laughing stock, because the Germans knew they'd been building airfield, and they sent plane and landed on this airfield. So that was quite a fascinating situation, and from our point was very interesting. Then from other experience, if it might interest you, same time was not far from us, because it was border, German-Russian border, which was, what, about 120 kilometers from our place. And Russians been building defense line. Again, they've been bringing, like building aerodrome, people has to bring on horse carriages stones and things like that, and gravel, and they built special defense line. And quite experience. I didn't know. I was walking on the street and I was arrested by Russians, and they asked me where I was 2 hours ago. And I'd been very rough and very nervous, and I just explained where I was, and so probably my explanation was reasonably, let me go. Then we found that a Russian general supposed to inspect this defense line and sort of take over from builders or whoever was building this, take over these plans and everything. And it what's happened, half an hour before Russians came in, people in Russian uniforms came, they've been Germans, and they took over all plans. And that's why they've been arresting everybody, what we've been doing. Quite a lot of people been, because Russians been in panic, trying to find who was this, who managed to play such dirty trick and to take all the information. Well, it was well organized, obviously. German agents took over all plans of defense line. And that was near Obrinsk place, that was a defense line.
So what conclusion had you drawn about Soviet-German relations at this time?
Oh, well, that was well before war started. So obviously they've been supposed to be friends, but they've been already planning something. Then again, in my place, not far from us, if it's any interest, in a forest, Białowieża, which was a huge place when they had bisons, was a reserve which during the war been destroyed, but now they've got back bisons in this place, Białowieża. Was a huge forest, and before the war, 1938, I believe, Polish army had a ammunition depot in deep forest, in this Białowieża. And I know that I heard about this, that prisoners and army expert been building this depot there, and they managed even to grow